Oh, wait, would you rather? Would you rather get kidnapped wearing your pink Henley and flare jeans or get left out of the group text?
I think I'd rather get kidnapped wearing my Henley and bootcut jeans.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, no, yeah, definitely that.
I would rather get stabbed in the stomach wearing pink Henley and bootcut jeans while getting kidnapped.
I would rather get kidnapped while having to literally eat an entire pair of bootcut flare jeans and also walk into a knife with one sock falling down inside of my Converse, then get left out of a group message.
Totally. I'm with you on that.
Mystic balls. Hey, Nicole.
Hi, Cheyenne.
I'm sorry, did you get your socks on?
My socks are on.
Socks on, haters
Yeah.
off, podcast microphones on.
Yeah. How's it gone? Sorry we were gone again.
Yeah, we really made a lot of apologies the last episode and then did the same thing again. But like we've said before, unless you start paying us, we're just gonna do whatever we want.
Yeah,
So
I was at a wedding. I went to Florida.
yeah, we've both been jet
We've been
setting.
hella jet setting.
Yeah.
Shai's on her way to Nashville, which, by the way, I've never been to Nashville.
I really love Nashville. I'm excited. I'm quite literally evacuating my life. But the only problem is I'm still going to be like living in my body.
Oh my God, I saw a TikTok the like literally today that was like, I just realized that even though I dropped everything and I'm solo traveling through Europe,
Oh my
I still have to live
God.
in my own mind.
Yeah.
So
It's a really, really horrifying realization. It's a tough pill to swallow that no matter where you go, you are quite literally still yourself.
yeah, it comes in waves, but I'm in a place right now where I'm like, that's okay. Call me next week. I'll be like, I was shaking and crying.
Shaking and crying mostly. Yeah, well, I was also in San
Sandy,
Francisco. I was at
Sanford. Yeah, you're always just like at concerts, et cetera, et
not
cetera.
really, but this was my first festival since college, and I think it will probably be my last.
Oh my God. Did you have fun though? You went to Outside Lands?
Outside Lands in San Francisco was me
I
and
feel like
all
everyone and their mom was at Outside
they
Lands.
that yes, they were. It was horrifying. It
Oh
was really scary.
my
So many people that I hadn't seen since like pre-COVID type interactions.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like me and all the Google employees of San Francisco. Emily Mariko
So
was there.
Emily, did you see her? Didn't your friend have
My
a spotting?
Amy did, yeah, and she said hi.
Oh my God.
That's it. And Emily said hi.
I'm sure Emily Mariko's outfits were whack. Listen, that girl can cook, but that girl cannot dress.
Nicole, we're so mean. I don't know if we need to bring this
Sorry. Okay. All
into the
right.
Mystic Balls
We can maybe cut it
cinematic
out.
universe, but I will say half of the time what Nicole and I send each other on TikTok is just like Emily Mariko's bad outfit.
Yeah, she's like, this is horrendous. And it's just like her trying to go to get dinner with her boyfriend, and she's wearing
Oh, and
like a sports bra.
her fiance.
Oh,
Yeah, the
correct me,
sports
correct
bra
me.
blazer moment
I
was tough.
mean,
Like,
yeah.
don't quit your salmon and rice day job, girl.
Yeah, 100%.
But it's okay. It's okay. How was Florida?
It
By a
was
gun?
good. There
Did
was a
you
lot of
fight a
Trump
gator?
flags. I didn't see any gators. I was hella bummed.
Did you fuck an alligator in
Saw some
Florida?
palm trees. We went to Boca Grande. They pronounce it Boca Grande down there. Like it's like Boca
Big mouth,
Grande.
big mouth.
Oh, maybe. I don't speak
Right?
Spanish, but the eye, like it's like a little tiny like part of It's like basically an island, except it's just one big retirement community. And so we like.
So naturally, you went there.
So that's where the wedding was. Ovs, and we like. That's where the wedding was.
Oh my god!
And we like drove around a golf cart. It was really fun.
You drove around a golf cart in a retirement community.
It was like a retirement community adjacent. Like, it wasn't actually a retirement community, but like exclusively old people live there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah. I mean, listen, like I'm such a romantic, you guys. We know this. but yeah, I don't know. I just the wedding part of it, of like being in the church and like saying I do, and it all just feels like ceremonious, but not in like a
performative.
It's like so performatively ceremonious. It's
just performative activism.
It's mostly like
performative heteronormativity.
Like my ideal wedding to like go see is just like two people gushing about how much they love each other. Cause then I'd be like, oh, like you're doing it because you love each other, not because like you want God to witness it or whatever, you know?
It all sounds pretty embarrassing, if you ask
me. It's humiliating, Chan. It's literally humiliating. Like, the whole time I was like, aren't you embarrassed?
I'm not embarrassed. My God. I will be eloping for my first marriage. Uh-huh. And then for my second marriage, I do see myself having a ceremony, but, like, a smaller one. I'll be older by then, and I'll have, like, a lot of money to, like, make it a destination type thing. And then, I mean, who knows for my third. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Wow, that's a lot of wedding. That's like a lot of times to commit. I feel like if I get married once and it doesn't work out, like, honey, I'm done. Like, you could be my forever boyfriend after that.
You know, I do kind of respect really old people. Like, when people's grandmas have like boyfriends, I think that's so funny.
No, dude, people in retirement communities be freaking. Have like the highest rate of STDs.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because they don't use condoms because they're like, we can get pregnant. But they're like, lest they forgot, you can still get chlamydia when you're 87.
Yeah, but also like you're 87. Like,
I mean, do you think chlamydia could kill an 87-year-old?
I mean, not any faster than all the other things coming at them will.
True, they might as well like get their last nut in.
Your final nut in.
Was it worth it, Peggy Sue?
Ew. Well, sorry. I shouldn't say ew. Old people should be allowed to have sex. I just don't want to think about it, I guess. But I'm really, I mean, that makes me happy.
Happy for them. Happy for them.
It's really, it's hard for me to imagine that the reality of my life right now is that there are probably at least a million old people that are having more sex than me. Does a million seem high? I'm not very good with numbers.
How many people do you think are in the world? Like a couple mil? I think probs.
There's at least a dozen.
There's at least three or four.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like at least a million people in the world. So
at least. So yeah, that checks out, I think.
Yeah, I think I got that right. Well, I'm glad you had fun in Florida.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to go to Nashville and experience like the absolute carnage that is flying right now, because it's lawless out there.
Oh my! Oh, you mean at airports? I thought you meant just like in terms of COVID rules, because it's going to be really weird coming from LA and going to Nashville.
Oh yeah, because LA is like hella strict. Don't give a shit.
I mean, yeah. There's just so everywhere. Many people, right?
It's crazy. Like, I haven't been around that many people in forever.
That's how I felt at Outside Lands. I literally felt like I was in an anthill. It was disgusting. Yeah. It was actually horrendous.
And now you're sick, so look what happened.
And now I'm literally sick. I haven't heard out of my right ear in days. I actually am pretty convinced that it's going to pop on the airplane. I've like been wanting it to pop, but no, I'm like, I want it to pop so bad, and I've been trying.
Yeah.
I even like wiki-howed, like did all these weird maneuvers. But I'm convinced that it's gonna pop mid-flight, and I will make a sound. Like, I'm going to moan.
Make a sound. What do you think it's gonna sound like?
I'm either gonna scream or it's gonna be like a kind of thing. Like just such relief.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to it. And if it doesn't happen, I'm gonna make my you're gonna sister... have to like
seek a medical professional's opinion if it doesn't pop in the next couple days.
Well, my sister's fiance is a nurse practitioner.
Oh,
but he's a psychiatric nurse practitioner, which that's literally different. The best thing she's ever done for our family is bring this man in.
Yeah,
free of charge.
Wow. Wait, when are they getting married?
Hell if I know.
Cool.
They're trying to figure it out.
With COVID, man, can you believe we're still in? I'm not sorry.
Yeah, let's not.
I literally always go straight there in conversation. I'm like, can you even believe we're still doing this thing?
I can believe it. Trust me.
It just felt like a fever dream for so long, and now it's just like part of the vernacular, and it just is crazy to me.
What else is new?
Trisha Paytas is off the walls unhinged again.
She's a part of the Hare Krishna religion now.
That's cool. She was like about to be Jewish for a second there.
Yeah, no, she like was for a sec, but she was like saying a bunch of heinous shit. But now she's just like literally rocking back and forth, wearing those like tribal print, like flared
pants. Yeah.
I guess a part of the Hare Krishna religion is just saying that word over and over again. So okay. That's what she's up to.
Okay. Exciting for her, I guess.
Miss her frenemies era.
Yeah. That was her peak and she'll never go back. Speaking of frenemies, sorry, not to get off the topic of Trisha Paytas so quickly.
Let's get off the topic of Trisha Paytas. I don't have the energy.
I got an email today that was like, do you want to join an improv class in Denver? And I was like, wait, do I?
Wait, but we've been doing that and we've been charting. So you should be teaching the class.
I know. I'm like, actually, I have a very, very famous podcast. You've probably never heard of it because we're so famous. But no, wait, dude. I like am gonna like unleash my inner theater girl that has been trapped for far too long.
Far too long.
Yeah, she needs to break free.
Oh my god, go crazy with it. I hope you play Zip Zap Zop.
I hope we play Bus Stop.
Oh my god. Wait, Bus Stop. What was the other one we used to play in theater? Bunny Bunny.
Oh yep, that was a good one.
Wait, let's list some other ones out.
There's like Ninja, it's a classic.
I mean, everybody plays Ninja. You don't have to be a theater kid to play Ninja.
Yeah, but like you should thank sure the theater kids. Better. Yeah, we paved the way.
I might take tennis classes.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I'm about to get back in my baking era. Wait, there was a time at the beginning. There's a time at the beginning of the pandemic when I would make lemon bars like every other day.
Oh my god, you would go through them that quick?
Because I would give them away to like my roommates and my parents. Yeah. I guess actually this was right as I had moved home.
I can kind of feel something like that coming on now that it's been so dark out.
Yeah, dude, I'm full on depressed.
Wait, we have like actually...
Like I've never thought I had seasonal depression and then today it got dark at 5 and I was like, fine, I'm buying a light lamp. You know those like...
Oh my god, a sad lamp.
A sad lamp. I think I need one.
Wait, we're really having some like lame ass takes this episode. So far we've said that, can you believe the pandemic is still going on? And we talked about daylight savings and how dark it is now.
You're right. Sorry, I'm like, how's the weather been? Crazy. Quick. Right,
we're out a horrible opinion that we can talk about instead.
Sorry you guys, we're all just like trying our best here.
We're just trying our best until Mark Zuckerberg puts us all in the metaverse and then we don't have to try anymore, you know.
I'm excited, counting down the freaking days.
I can't wait to be in the Me Plaza.
I know. Metaverse. Me too.
Just kidding. I'm actually horrified. That's like such a fucking nightmare. Like, if that happens.
Wait, can you explain it? So he wants to create like a
virtual reality where like we're all gonna be like little Sims walking around and like interacting with each other, but not like actually in person, like in a virtual setting.
Okay. How do I touch people? Like, I couldn't?
Like, not really.
Like, I couldn't, like, feel a hug.
I love, that's, like, so fucking cute that that's right where you went. That's so adorable.
Romantic Cheyenne.
You're such a, I don't know.
I'm like, how can I feel a butterfly's wing against my cheek? I'm like, will I ever get to feel a little puppy jump on my leg?
Oh my god. I mean, I don't know.
I have some questions, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, you really, I really can't answer much because I haven't, like, read that into it because it scares me so much. It just sounds horrifying, like, to imagine that, like, if I want to go buy something, I have to, like, sit in my chair at home and, like, stay in the same place and put my little virtual reality goggles on and, like, go walk around a virtual store.
Wait, I don't understand. My brain is, like, broken.
We're both operating at, like, 50% of our, like, brain's capacity right now.
So how do you, like, buy stuff then?
Nicole, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that it's scary.
Oh, yeah. It's mad scary. But also, like, whatever. Like, it couldn't be worse than this. Hellscape.
No, I think it's going to get worse because they're just going to build a meta hellscape. And then there's going to be two. Like, this is enough for me. I don't need another dimension.
Another reality.
To function. Like, I don't want another plane of existence. Like, this one has been far more than I can handle.
Have you heard of people that do, like astro projection and they, like, go to different realities?
Oh my god, the only thing I can think about is this one TikTok that I saw, and it's some girl saying that she went to the Magic Treehouse reality.
Oh my god.
And that the two little kids in the Magic Treehouse were homophobic.
What? They're children.
Children can be homophobic.
Also, yeah, they were children of the, like, early 2000s. I'm sure they were fucking homophobic. Yeah.
Homophobic.
All right, we got to talk about vampires.
Have you been astral? Should we astral project into the Vampire Diaries universe?
Oh my god. Who do you think's homophobic?
Elena.
Probably all of them.
All of them. Except for Damon.
Except for Damon.
Because they're gay for each other.
Yeah, because they're pretty gay.
I'm sure they're all pretty fucking homophobic. They literally live in, like,
on a plantation.
Yeah, they're certainly all a little bit racist.
Okay, well, we can talk about the Vampire Diaries. Let me get my blanket situated.
Oh my god, you had to put your woolen socks on and your, is that a quilt?
No, it's one of those, like, tie blankets. You know, did your mom ever make?
Wait, I want to make one of those.
Oh my god!
Tonight.
I want to make
one tonight, like right now.
You go. I gotta go.
Sorry, I need to go.
Joanne's certainly closed.
I think Joanne's is okay. It's better than Hobby Lobby, right?
I guess. Isn't Joanne's just like? I just think they're, like, super Christian or something. I don't know.
Joanne's is just like the people that work there are just, like, actually fucking so mean.
No, they're, like, actually mean. They're like, you dumb idiot.
No, they're so mean. I've never had a good experience in a Joanne's Fabrics with an employee. The Michael's employees are nice though.
Ugh, Michael Stan forever and ever.
Yeah, I Michael's.
You can
is,
quote
like,
me on that.
Tier. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'm a big fan of Michael. Michael needs his pussy in.
Michael put his whole fucking ball sack into that store. I was, like, trying to think what the equivalent is.
Michael put his whole prostate into that craft store.
His pussy.
Period.
And that's on period. Yes. God, I think we've evolved past period already.
Comma.
Semicolon.
No, we both said it at the same time. Okay, let's talk about season 2, episode 7.
Okay.
Vampire Diaries. I think the name of this episode is quite literally Masquerade, which, like,
it is.
okay, someone got really lazy.
I think masquerade's a cool word. I was like typing it and I was like, whoa, it's like spelled cool. That's the kind of content I have for you guys today. Unfortunately,
literally our drop off for this episode is gonna be right there. Like, what the fuck? Okay, masquerade is a cool word though. Like, yeah,
like low-key, like, okay, can I spell masquerade? Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Anything with a Q-U, girl, I eat that shit up.
Yum, yum. Delicious.
Okay. I forgot how you say delicious, literally. It's like the only thing. One more time.
Delicious.
Okay, all right. You know when you're like 7 and you're at a sleepover with your BFF and you're like delusional because it's like 11:30 and you've never been up that late in your whole life and all you've had to eat is like pizza and ice cream. That's how I feel right now. Here we go.
Masquerade.
Delicious. So, Caroline, okay, the episode just jumps right the fuck in.
I was like, did I miss something?
No, literally, I was like, wait, I don't remember this happening.
It's literally like Stefan is like mid pouring a drink and the episode just starts and Caroline's there. It's so strange. They got lazy as fuck this episode. Anyway, she's at the Salvatore house and she's telling Damon and Stefan, she's like recounting when she was at the grill, which, why didn't they just start with her being at the grill? I don't know.
Yeah, they made her be like, I saw Catherine, and I was like, when did you see Catherine? But then she like, then it like flashes flips back to a flashback. So I guess they have this whole fucking story about how Caroline went to like, she calls see it like Matt. Quasi spy on Matt, even though she wasn't even spying on him, because she straight up walked into the Mystic Grill and was like, hi Matt. And then she like retreated to the bathroom and then Catherine was in there.
I have to say something. Okay.
Okay.
When she sees Matt, he's like, do you need a table? Because he was working at the Mystic Grill. Because if you remember, he's a poor and he has to work.
He's a poor.
And she's like, oh, I just needed to use the little girl's room.
Ew.
Not to have a tangent, literally right as we start talking about our actual topic of this podcast, but I was like seeing this guy in college who would always, he was like, every time he said he had to go to the bathroom, he would say, I have to use the little boy's room.
Every time,
dude.
Did you ever address it with him?
How would I address that?
To say like, hey, you know when you say you gotta go to the bathroom but you say the little boy's room, that makes me mad uncomfortable. What's that about?
I don't know, like, I just it fully icked me out though.
Ew, that's really creepy.
It was,
especially when it's every time, you know what I mean?
Every time.
Maybe it was like an inside joke with someone and then it just like carried over to his day-to-day.
Maybe he thought it was an inside joke that we had, but he had confused me for a different girl.
That makes sense. That's the literal only thing that would make sense in this scenario.
It's like right where my head goes.
That's like a Reddit post or something where it's like, okay, he's the man of my dreams, he's perfect in every single way except for this one tiny thing.
And
then people are like, ooh, like, that's kind of bad. Like, what would you do? You know, dump him. The answer is dump him. But
yeah, am I the asshole Reddit thread? I need to use the little boy's room. I hope he's well though.
So Caroline goes to use the little girl's room. And she sees Catherine. And basically, Catherine's like, I want you to tell the Salvatore brothers that you, me, masquerade ball tonight, bring the moonstone. And if you don't, girl, I will rip this town apart. She like says something really weird about how she's going to like
she take said the it's going to rain blood.
Which, just holy like, shit. It's like so intense.
Like, that's just like so really dramatic. Like, it's fine to say that you're gonna like kill a couple people.
It's gonna rain blood. Girl.
Hell. literally relax.
So so Caroline, flashback to Caroline in the Salvatore estate. The brothers are like, all right, we know what we have to do. We have to kill Catherine, obviously. Yeah, which, obviously. How are they just now getting to this conclusion?
They're so stupid. I know. How many episodes? It's been, well, it's been 7 episodes since she's been back. And they're just now like, maybe we should just like take her out.
I mean, the collateral has already been insane. Like, so many people have died on their, like, on the grounds of their little scuffle that this could have been in the past, a thing of the past. They could have saved
a lot of human lives, but they don't really give a fuck about human lives, except for Elena's.
Bonnie does.
Yeah, Bonnie does, but, like, she's very easily persuaded, I guess. I don't know. She does. She also doesn't want to kill anyone. Yeah, she's kind of she's kind of performative about it, if you're asking me.
She's like performatively a good person.
She's like posting Instagram infographics about, yeah, like, why witches should not get involved in the vampire struggle. Or whatever. but yeah, Stefan, I mean, if you recall, Stefan and Elena broke up the last episode. He's really on his fuckboy shit. He's already trying to kill someone.
Yeah. And they haven't talked, to my knowledge. So, like, good for them.
To your knowledge. Yeah, I mean, it's not clean in the script. Cut.
Yeah. Okay, so Jenna comes back home from her accident where she stabbed herself. But the story goes that she walked into a knife. I don't know.
I am so embarrassed for her. I can't believe, like, actually, what is the bigger crime that Catherine committed against this woman? Making her stab herself with a knife or making her think that she literally accidentally stabbed herself with a knife? Like, the knife wound will repair, but Jenna's pride will not. Like, that is humiliating.
So humiliating. But Jenna, honestly, like, it just rolls off
took
her.
It like
she's
a like, champ.
And she's like, what else? Like, I'm a silly Billy. And then just like moved on. She's like, oh, you know me, God. Clumsy Jenna. Clumsy. But she's like kind of chill with it. For some reason, they have like a whole crew with them. Matt's there. Alaric's there.
It's really random that Matt's there.
I know. Why the fuck is Matt there?
I guess he's like a family friend. I really don't know. I mean, Alaric, it makes sense. He's like schmanging Jenna.
Yeah.
He has like a stake in her
literally,
health.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah, Jeremy's there. Elena's there.
Jeremy's
sorry.
Always there.
Everyone buckle up because I'm about to go off on how hot Jeremy is this episode. Sorry. Okay. Honestly, they all look really good. Except for the women. Yeah. They look whack.
All the women?
Well, all their dresses are heinous.
Oh, yeah. They actually do look pretty bad.
Wait,
well,
actually... Yeah, Catherine actually looks really good, but like, how weirdly like sexist is it, or misogynistic, or whatever, that like men always wear suits and suits never go out of style, and they always look good, even like 10 years later, like in pictures. Meanwhile, women, like, trends of dresses come and go, and these dresses, I'm like, wow, nothing screams homecoming 2012 like these dresses.
Yeah, I mean, the trend cycles move a lot faster for women, I would say, at least in formal wear.
So true.
Do you have any? Wait, literally, we have the most mediocre opinions on everything this episode. Like,
the trend cycles for women's fashion move way faster.
We're not doing anything by saying that. Like, that is not
hot take. Hot take of the app. Sorry, guys. Okay. Anyway, moving the fuck right along.
Jeremy's talking to Elena, and he's like, "What are we gonna do about Catherine? She tried to kill our aunt." And Elena's like, "We're not gonna do anything. Like, she won. I'm not with Steph anymore." She's just like throwing herself a fucking pity party.
Yeah.
And Jeremy's like, "Whatever, I'm leaving." So he goes to the Salvatore house to like help them plot murder. And Matt's like, "Okay, bye, Elena. I'm gonna go to the ball." And she's like, I'm not gonna go. I don't want to see my ex.
She's like, we're gonna eat pizza here. It's gonna be fun. Stay. And Matt's like, gotta go.
It's like, that sounds boring as fuck, respectfully. And she's like, why are you even going? He's like, I just like have something I need to do. Which, if you remember, Catherine compelled him to fight Tyler until Tyler kills him so that he could trigger the werewolf curse. So he's like kind of on a mish to be unalive.
So now we're back at the Salvatore's again. Bonnie is there and she's like, hey guys. And by guys, I mean Damon, Stefan, Jeremy, Caroline, and Alaric.
It's like such a hodgepodge group of people. So random. It's actually literally everyone close to Elena except for Elena.
Yeah. Oh my God. Which, yeah. She'd be pissed.
So mad at this episode.
She's territorial.
She just wanted a murder without me.
Yeah, literally. She's not in the group text that it's planning the murder. Oh, and she's pissed.
That's actually really upsetting.
No, I like feel bad for her. Like, that is grounds.
That is very high school of them.
Yeah. Truly. Girl, you know I've been left out of a group message or two. And like that shit's heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking.
Truly. So they're
would
like
you rather happen to you, you accidentally stab yourself in the stomach by like walking into a knife, or you get left out of the high school group message.
Stab myself in the stomach.
Same. Stab myself in the stomach.
Like, cool. Oh, like the humiliation of them being like, oh, you wouldn't get it, like inside joke. Or like if someone went to Dairy Queen without you, like the friend group went to Dairy Queen without you, which that's such a very specific example that happened to me. Like, I never thought I would recover.
No. Yeah, that's worse than your first heartbreak. The first time you get left out of a group message.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So sad. At least the first time that you know about.
Stop. Okay. So Alaric has brought like all of his vampire killing accoutrement, and he's like, okay,
wait, I got sorry, what did you just
his vampire killing accoutrement.
Accoutrement for the accoutrement
for the masquerade.
accoutrement. That sounds like a little. That sounds like something you'd like pair some wine with.
Oh, accoutrement. God, I'm just pulling out my $10 words today. I guess.
Wow.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm so smart. I just like.
Yeah, you're making me feel dumb, Nicole. Stop.
He
pulls out his vampire killing stuff, and he's like showing them how to use it all. It's like just a bunch of wooden sticks. Like that's like not that cool. Like there's that's how you kill a vampire.
There's like the wristband, and he's like, all right. So this, it's like a wristband and it has like stakes on it. And he's like, you just like whip it out, boom, it's in your hand. And he's like, fits under a jacket, great for the boys. Like he's like
he's so selling into it.
He's kinda selling
it's like it. Giving me the ick.
Really? I thought it was you know I love when boys have a little thing, when they have a little thing you're passionate about. He loves his
boys have a special little thing. I'm happy for him, but I wasn't that excited about it.
So they're getting their plan together.
Bonnie shows up. I guess she was in the group message. They texted her. They invite her over. They're like, we're gonna do this murder.
You win or not.
Are you gonna do it with us or not? And she's like,
She's like, no. And they're like, please. And she's like, fine.
Yeah, it's very performative. Just
so performative.
But like also, why do they keep inviting her? Like, she's really such a boner. Like every time they want to kill someone, she's like, But I guess she does end up like acquiescing, if we're using fancy words.
They just need her because she's a witch and they're using her for her witchy powers, and she knows it, and that's why she's mad. She's like, if you just wanted me to come because you like wanted to hang out with me and thought I was cool, then I'd be down, but y'all are just using me for my powers.
Yeah, they only threw her in the group message because she could like provide like
the alcohol.
weed from like her stoner older brother.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what this is.
She had the car and no one was over 16 yet. So
yeah, except
they did what they had to do.
Yeah, it's like this is the Vampire Diaries equivalent of that, except they're using Bonnie's magic to do a murder.
to do murder.
So she's like, okay, but just like no one can get hurt. Which, like, Bonnie, everyone's gonna get hurt, obviously.
Yeah, whether you're there or not, honestly. So like
you've been living in the same world as us. Come on, Bonnie.
Yeah. So they like make a plan. We don't know the plan yet, but everyone's in. Everyone's hella down.
Except for Elena.
Oh, except for Elena. Yeah.
Who's still at home. And Alaric goes back to like check in on Jenna, and Elena's there like eating shitty pizza and like hating her life.
It looked kind of good. I watched this episode right before I ate dinner, and I remember looking at that pizza and being like, do I literally order pizza right now? It looks so good. Oh my
god, of course you thought it was good. You love like Little Caesars. Like the most lowbrow tasting pizza.
Whoa, dude, Little Caesars. There's like a small group of us that are Little Caesars stands, and till the day I die, I will defend Little Caesars.
It's like fine.
Yeah, it's also $5. Like, you can make it work. Just put some red pepper flakes on that shit and eat it.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of goes for any food, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah.
For me, at least. Just throw some red pepper flakes on it. Call it a day.
Honestly, same. And sriracha while we're at it. I've been pounding sriracha lately. I'm also in my pho era. Sorry. I'm just...
I haven't said a word. You're just talking at me. Alaric goes to check on Jenna. Slam piece. Oh, Elena asks Alaric, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm leaving. I have to go to the masquerade. And she's like, why the fuck are you going to the masquerade?
And he's like, literally, he's like, Elena, everyone's there.
He's like, were you not in the group message?
He's literally like,
oh my God, what group message?
Literally.
He's like, stops.
Yeah, he's like, well, Stefan's going to be there. And she's like, Stefan's going?
He's like, yeah, he was in the group message. What's going on?
Like, with Bonnie, obviously. And she's like, Bonnie's not, like, she's losing her mind.
Yeah, she finds out that literally everyone is going except for her. It's just, like, so devastating. and I just, like, sorry, I'm, like, blinded by my own trauma.
No, everyone take a moment. Having a hard time
finishing the episode.
No, literally, like, everyone's PTSD from that is like emerging.
My fight or flight is kicking in. Yeah, Elena's like, okay, well, like, have fun. And then sneaks out of the house.
She sneaks out.
Gonna go fuck up their murder.
Oh, God, Elena's always fucking up the murder.
She really is.
Yeah, 100%.
And it always ends up causing more murder.
Yeah, no, because she's selfish. She only thinks about herself. She's not like, well, this is probably for the best. They didn't want me involved. Although, I mean, sorry, not to play devil's advocate, because truly what happened to her.
Yeah,
is,
like, as if you.
Financial compensation.
As if when you didn't get invited to Dairy Queen, you were like, you know what? It's for the best. Like, they just want to hang out without me. Like, I'm going to stay out of it. Is that how you felt?
It's literally like.
Or did you also bastard. Sneak out of the house to go murder?
I did, and I followed him. I'll let you know. I stalked the hell out of him at Dairy Queen.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I literally did a Dairy Queen drive-by and was like, hey, thought I wouldn't find... I was, you know, listen. I was in my villain era.
You're their reputation era. Wait, how did you know that they were all at Dairy Queen?
So there was a couple of us that found out that we also weren't invited.
Weren't alone in being left out of the group message?
No, I believe it was Parrish and I. Okay, this is, like,
some really performative victimhood from you.
No, wait, okay, but, like, for two people to be left out, come on. And I was, like, they're sending a message. Like, we do know that they're Dairy Queen. So we got in our little car and we drove to Dairy Queen. And
you just chilled with your headlights off and just like stared at
and
them.
And then we literally watched them sit outside eating their Dairy Queen, giggling. And we were like, that could be us. And then they drove away. And then we drove away. But
they
you know what?
Did they see you there? I'm sure they saw you there.
I believe
not to
they
freak
did.
You out.
No, I like can't even remember how it ended up shaking out because like who can remember like your little high school feuds, like what actually ended up happening. All I remember was being furious.
You were just shaking, crying, and throwing up, watching them eat their like butterscotch like, dipped cone.
Cookie dough blizzard.
Wait, Dairy Queen sounds fucking good. There's no Dairy Queens in Southern California. There's like really? Three. I never have Dairy Queen. That's the first thing I'm gonna do when I get back for Thanksgiving.
Do you guys after have like I kiss a Cold Stone?
Yeah, but like fuck Cold Stone. So expensive.
What? Are you psycho? Okay. Also that Wednesday when you get back, I know you didn't reply in the group message, BT dubs, but
what group message?
Oh shit.
Just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't respond.
Like Wednesday yeah. We're going crazy.
Yeah, I'm down.
Crazy on these hoes. Okay, great. I'm so
crazy
excited.
As in we're probably gonna go to Dairy Queen and like, smoke a blunt in Maid's basement.
Sounds like going crazy to me. I'm ready to let loose.
Okay, so anyway, Elena is in her Reputation era. She's gonna go chill outside the Dairy Queen and watch them do a murder without her.
Except she's not, because she's gonna get hella involved. Yeah. But in the meantime,
you should have gone into that Dairy Queen guns fucking blazing. I wish you had. Where was I?
I think you were in California.
Oh yeah, I missed a lot of drama when I moved. Yeah. Sad. But also like,
yeah, you really dodged a bullet, to be honest. Yeah. We might not even be friends if you were like you might have been.
I might have left you out. No. Nicole.
You don't think? I don't know. You were so impressionable back then. Who knows?
I wasn't really. I was like 1 foot in, 1 foot out of that group. I like sometimes got invited and sometimes didn't.
But you loved me through and through, right?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, amazing.
No, I actually, they texted me and they said, we're going to go to Dairy Queen, but like, we don't really want Nicole to come. What do we do? And I said, leave her out of the fucking group message.
Stop. I know this is a joke, but like, I can't handle
okay,
that.
Should we be done?
I
need to be done.
So proud. I just need like 1 second.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm good. Just don't ever let that happen again.
Okay, no, I won't. So she sneaks out. Bonnie...
Catherine's getting ready for the ball. Are we at this freaking part yet?
Where am I?
Do you have
yeah,
this?
Catherine, yes, Catherine's getting ready for the ball.
Okay, and she has this new girly with her, Lucy.
Lucy's a witch.
Lucy's a witch. Also her plus one to the masquerade.
Lucy is a witch and I have
do beef.
I have my same thing locked about yeah. it to say.
Okay.
And
we're
I just
ready.
Feel like I'm gonna say it every time. All the witches in the show so far have been black.
Yep.
And they're the only black
characters. They're the only black characters too.
That's just like not an accident. Like stop. Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
It makes me feel so uncomfortable.
It's so weird. And they're all like related to. Sorry, spoiler.
Well, that is fine if they want to say that they're all related. But remember that one, the one at the witch at the bar last season?
Oh,
they weren't related, I don't think.
No, maybe not. Maybe not.
So I don't know. Something just feels kind of weird about that. I don't like it.
Feels hella weird.
It's weird. So there we go. Another one. But Lucy's there. She's buddies with Catherine. They seem to be like besties kind of.
No, I got some like weird undertones where Catherine was like, thanks for showing up. And Lucy was like, well, I literally had to. So, like, I'm going to help you or whatever. Like, Catherine has something over Lucy.
She has something over her. But she needs Lucy to help her get the Moonstone back. Because Damon and Stefan have it.
In their butts.
And
we love a callback.
Thank you, Nicole. We have been putting it up their butts. And yeah, she wants it up her butt. So she needs Lucy's help.
She needs Lucy's help.
And she says that she needs her help to break the curse,
of the werewolves, perhaps, but it's unclear. Like,
why would she want that?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's probably a plot hole and we're probably like never going to know, but I guess she wants to break some sort of curse with it.
Fair enough.
So her and Lucy go to the ball, which I want to go to a masquerade ball.
Dude, I want to go to a masquerade ball too. I think I just want to live in a little town.
Yeah, also. You do. And you know what? Maybe I do. I don't know. I don't know what I want. I think I'm going through something.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready to have a tiny house in Nebraska, you call me up.
Oh my God. I thought we were doing Wyoming. I'd much rather do Wyoming than Nebraska.
Oh, you know what? I did mean Wyoming, but the words just kind of, they're like so interchangeable for me.
Yeah, they're kind of the same thing. Same thing, masquerade. And accoutrement.
They mean totally different things.
Totally the same thing. But wait, did we have a masquerade ball at Vista? I know I have been to one like shitty masquerade ball.
I've never been to a masquerade ball.
It was at my other high school. And it was actually so not what you want it to be. It was like everyone just had like shitty paper masks that broke the first 2 seconds you were in there. I thought like some popular guy would like mistake me for someone cooler / hotter and like kiss me.
Totally.
And that didn't happen. I'm sure I got left out of a couple group messages.
No, we all like saw Cinderella story the first time when we were like, oh, okay, yeah, that's my literal dream with Hillary Duff, obviously.
Yeah, not the shitty Selena Gomez version.
Actually, the Selena Gomez version one also slaps.
Not the
shitty Camila Cabello one.
Tough one. Anyways, they go to the
That sound clip of her. She's like, "Am I wrong?"
What?
Okay, there's a sound clip of Camila Cabello on whatever like Cinderella remake they did. And it's her singing in the actual movie, her like part of the song. And she's like, literally, note for note, the way she sings it is, "Am I wrong?" Except even worse than that, believe it or not. Like, it's off key. They were like, okay, the editors hated her.
Yeah, tough. That checks out.
Yeah, but she's dating Shawn Mendes. So, like, props.
But you know how I feel about Shawn Mendes.
Right?
Well, maybe, but I just don't think he's cute.
That's literally so insane.
Nicole, he looks like a character in Chicken Run. I've said this to you before. You just don't want to hear it. He literally looks like a Chicken Run character.
Yeah, kind of. Like, he does.
Claymation looking ass man.
He does look like a hot claymation person.
Yeah, he does. And like Flushed Away. He looks like any of
he looks
characters.
Like a mouse of Flushed Away.
They all look like Shawn Mendes to me. Every single one.
Wait.
I've said this before. I've said this to you.
Flushed Away is also another great movie.
Okay.
Do you think that's on Disney
Plus? I don't know. We'll have to look it up after. Maybe I'll watch it on the plane tomorrow.
Okay.
They show up to the masquerade ball. Catherine is dressed as Elena. She straightened her hair. She did put it like bump it style though, which I thought was fun.
It's, like, it looks still, really
she,
cute.
She like made a little Catherine thing in there. Elena could never pull that off.
No.
She goes and finds Matt. And she's like, just remember what you're going to do tonight. And he's like, I'm going to fight Tyler and I won't stop until he kills me.
Yeah, he's like a little robot. Nice.
You can go now. And then he says, thank you, and leaves, which I thought was really funny that he like thanks her. Stefan and Damon roll up looking fruity in their masks.
They did. Yeah. in a cute way.
Yeah. They look really good. They look like a really cute couple.
They do.
Jeremy and Bonnie go Dude, Jeremy and Bonnie have some weird vibes this episode.
They have chemistry. They left all of that out of the synopsis, but it was not lost on me in the show. Mm-mm. Jeremy and Bonnie are flirting. And there's a line Why? That Jeremy says, like, towards the end, and he's like, but well, he's like, let me drive you home. And Bonnie's like, when did you get your license? And he's like, Bonnie, I'm not a little kid anymore. Whoa.
Ooh, I don't really
age gap Twitter weigh in.
Age gap Twitter. Yeah. I don't know. I hate Jeremy, so I don't really care for it. But
okay. I kind of hate Bonnie, so
yeah, maybe they're good for each other. They're both really annoying, but
okay, they're preparing a room because
it's like some random guest bedroom in the Lockwood mansion.
Yeah, and they're trying to like make it, how do I even?
They're casting a spell on it that like once Catherine walks in, she's going to get trapped in there.
She's going to be trapped. So then Sue can't get out. So then yeah. They can kill her. So Jeremy and Bonnie are preparing the room, and then Bonnie is like, wait, did you feel that? Like, something's way off at this party.
She's like, okay, vibe check?
She's like, the vibes be fucking weird over here. So yeah. she like, paces around the party until she sees Lucy, and she, like, grabs her and is like, do I know you?
Saw you from across the room, and I hate your vibe.
And Lucy's like, girl, nah. She's like, I'm a plus one. You don't know me. And then she, like, walked away. Also, Lucy's definitely, like, 35.
Okay.
She just looks so much older than these like kids.
What's wrong with them? So no one said she wasn't 35.
I'm like, who's she trying to kid?
Like, really doing something there. You're like, also she's 35.
okay, women can be 35.
Yeah, relax,
let women be 35. Let
women be 35. I know it's okay. New for the show, though, so I understand your confusion. It is.
No, I was, like, fully shocked. You're I was like, she's not 22. Yeah.
Yeah, so Lucy's like, no, you don't know me. Sorry, you don't like my vibe. Bonnie's like, okay, bye. She texts Stefan and Damon and is like, the guest room is, like, ready for,
yeah,
for murder. And Catherine finds Stefan and wants to dance with him, and he says no, and then she says she'll kill someone if he doesn't dance with her.
Yeah, so damn, like, girl boss. Jesus
Christ, okay? And
we don't chase, we attract, Catherine.
What is that audio? Whatever he is doing, whoever he is with, he is thinking of me. That, like, affirmation that girls are saying on TikTok, it's, like, really creepy. Have you heard that?
Yeah, no, but I've seen like things alluding to that, like a guy, I mean, I'm sure this is fucking fake, but a guy like texted a girl and it was like a screenshot and he was like, can you please stop manifesting me? I can't stop dreaming about you.
Oh my god. Wait, I'm like finna haunt some people with that then.
That can't be real.
Yeah, that's a little cuckoo's. Because, like, men don't feel stuff like that anyways. It's, like, just, like, not really based in fact.
You think men can fall in love?
No.
Okay. Same.
hard no. I'm dying on that hill. No, just kidding.
Fuck.
Okay, she's, like, Stefan, give me. Okay, they're dancing. Yeah. Catherine, they're dancing. And Stefan, they're dancing.
Yeah.
And she's like, so can you give me the moonstone? And he's like, no, I can bring you to where the moonstone is, though. And she's like,
I gotta go get it.
Not dumb. Yeah, yeah, she knows they're trying to trap her in something. And then really unfortunate for this character, Amy, if you recall, she like has kind of been around.
Girl, we remember some random high schooler. Our girl Amy.
Amy, she was flirting with Matt for a while. And then she was like drunk in Tyler's house. I don't know.
She's always drunk.
Wrong place, wrong time. She interrupts and tells Catherine that she thinks it's Elena. And she's like, Elena, I love your dress. And Catherine's like, oh my God, love your necklace. And then she kills her right in front of Stefan.
Yeah, and Stefan's like, Jesus, fine, like, I'll give you the moonstone.
And so he freaks out and he runs and tells Damon that she's killing people and that he's freaking out and he doesn't want to kill her anymore and he's like getting cold feet. And Damon calms him down and is like, we literally like chill, we just need to do this murder and it's gonna be fine. Like, I'm sorry that she did a murder, but now we need to do a murder on her.
A murder for a murder.
Yeah. And then they text Jeremy and tell Jeremy that he needs to go, like, do his part of the plan.
Yeah. He's like, your turn, bro. Like, they're running a train or something.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, what'd you say?
They're running a train. Do you know what that means?
Like, they're driving, like, the locomotive?
You don't know what running a train means?
No.
Oh. It means, like...
What does that mean, Nicole? Like, choo-choo train?
It's like there's one girl and then, like, a bunch of guys. And then they take turns.
Nicole, that is disgusting. Train on. Why are you telling me this? Where did you... Who told you that?
Where did you hear about that?
Where did you hear that? Okay. Jeremy goes to Catherine and is like, hey, Damon and Stefan want to meet you by the lake to give you the moonstone. Which
they're trying to like
disorient her.
They're like, ooh, if we say we want her by the lake, then she'd be like, no, we're going to play by my rules. Like, you know, like they're tricking her into doing what they want.
Like running a train on her, if you will.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. I'm seeing it. And then he texts Caroline and is like, okay, your turn, girl. And I can't stop thinking about it now. And anyway, so Catherine is like, okay, someone's up to something and I don't like it. So she goes to Caroline and says, why the fuck are the Salvatore brothers trying to get me to the lake? I know that they don't have the moonstone there, blah, blah, blah. She's like pushing Caroline up against the wall. Caroline's pretending that she
is choking
and shit. Well, she's not pretending. She is quite literally choking.
Yeah.
And she's
like, what's their plan? Caroline's like, fine, they're trying to kill you.
And Bonnie has the moonstone and she's upstairs.
And she's like, ah, I knew it. Those idiots.
So she goes upstairs and walks right into the room that she's going to get trapped in. And big win for Caroline, because this is the first time she hasn't let herself get like completely domed by Catherine. So that's a win. Meanwhile, Elena finally shows up to ruin literally everyone's night.
Yeah.
She's storming the Dairy Queen.
She's literally storming the Dairy Queen.
She's also wearing a pink Henley. Can you imagine showing up to a masquerade ball when everyone's wearing like gowns and you're wearing bootcut jeans and a Henley?
And a pink Henley and like one of those like white lacy tanks underneath. Super notable. Horrible. Yeah.
But she finds Jeremy and Bonnie and she's like, what the fuck are you guys doing without me? I cannot believe. She like assumes that everyone has gone behind her back to like save her life again. She's like ready to get upset about like, you guys can't keep like just protecting me all the time. And they're like, actually, we're like all worried about her and ourselves and our families. And yeah,
she's like,
aunt
she's
literally
like,
almost died, bitch. Like, this is not about you.
This is literally not about you. The world does not revolve around you, Elena. She really thinks it does, though.
She really thinks it does. And you know what? Sometimes it does. But
I mean, she was barely in this episode and like everyone's doing fine without her.
It was good to see her humbled. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fill her in and they're like, basically, we're trying to do a murder on Catherine and like, we didn't want you here. You weren't in the group message.
Yeah, sorry. You were not in the group message.
Like, sometimes it's just like your vibe is kind of off and like, we just like wanted to do our own thing.
Her vibe is always off, to be fair.
Her vibe is really bad. It's really, really bad. And at the same time, Damon and Stefan show up to where Catherine is trapped and they start like stabbing her, basically.
They're like, trying to kill her.
Yeah, there's like a little fight scene. They're trying to kill her. As they're like stabbing, they're not quite stabbing her heart yet, but as they're like stabbing her back and her stomach and her arms and stuff while they're fighting her and trying to kill her, Elena, like literally at the other end of the party, starts bleeding and screaming.
She's going down.
She's yelling Tinder.
She's you mean Timber?
Oh my God. Freudian slip. Yikes. He's yelling Timber.
And Bonnie's like, oh my god, like, she's linked to Catherine, you idiot. Like, go tell the boys. And Jeremy's like, oh my god, okay. And he sprints to the room.
As usual, Elena ruins everything. Also, she's, like, near death. Because she's linked to Catherine, I guess. Because they look the same,
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just, like, embarrassing. Like, can you imagine dying in bootcut jeans?
No.
At a masquerade ball?
No, literally, I cannot. I mean, but also, what was the alternative? Horrifying. She was laying in bed by herself. Honestly, she saved herself with this.
What would you rather have happen? You get left out of a DM?
Mm-hmm.
Or, sorry, group you message. Get left out of a group message, or you die at a masquerade ball in bootcut jeans?
Died or ask masquerade ball bootcut jeans?
No, I was thinking the same thing.
Literally sure. Would rather do anything other than get left out of a group message.
Stab myself in a masquerade ball in bootcut jeans.
But Jeremy stops it, gets there just in time, and stops Damon from killing Catherine right before it happens. So everyone's safe. And then...
Catherine's like, you dummies, like, I also have a witch that I'm bossing around. And they're like, oh shit. So we're gonna take an intermission from Elena almost dying to Matt and Tyler almost dying. And we switch to them in, they're always in his dead father's office, which sad. And
super sad, but they're like drinking a lot. Keep in mind, Matt's supposed to kill Tyler, so he was like getting Tyler drunk, and then all of a sudden Matt's like pouring vodka on his father's desk and like takes the picture of his father and mother and is like breaks
they
it
want
and
a drink.
Like, what the
he's like they
fuck,
want to drink
dude.
A vodka and it's just like pours it on their picture.
And I was like, bro, that's like not cool. And the girl in there's like, yeah, his dad is dead. I was like, thanks, dude. We know. Sarah is her name, actually.
Sarah, this is the same like indestructible girl that fell down the stairs that one episode.
Which I believe is called foreshadowing.
Dude, she's a lot less indestructible this episode.
Yeah. So basically Matt starts like pushing Tyler and Tyler's like, I'm not gonna fight you. And then Matt's like, fine, and like topples him to the ground. And then Caroline hears and she runs in to stop Matt and she just like elbows him in the
literally
fucking face, knocks him out cold. But Catherine ain't no idiot because Catherine had a backup plan and she
her
had
plan
also,
B, if you will,
her plan B, girl. So she had also compelled Sarah to kill Tyler.
But to like fight him until he kills her, or like in some way get him to kill her.
Yes.
So
she goes to stab him. She's like, Matt couldn't do it, so I have to. She goes to stab him, and then Tyler sees and he like shoves her and her head hits the corner of the desk and then she dead.
She died hella easy.
Mad easy.
Can you die that easy?
Yeah, I think if it hits like the right spot.
Damn.
Yeah.
Human life is so
it's
fragile.
So
low
fragile.
Key.
Like, low key, like so grateful
low
for
key,
you.
Like, do we be grateful right now? Like, shit.
We started this episode being like, I need a happy lamp, but now I'm like, life is so
life
fragile.
Is so fragile though. So yeah, she's dead. Tyler's triggered the werewolf curse. Huge bummer for him. Really exciting for us as viewers of the show. I mean, like that's
gonna tough, add though. Some,
but like, sorry to him. Bonnie storming around the party trying to find Lucy again, because she's like, okay, now I know that there's a witch who made this link between Elena and Catherine. So she finds Lucy, and she's like, hi, I know you're a witch. I know that you're working for Catherine. I don't really fuck with that. And Lucy, okay, she literally says, tell your friends to hand over the moonstone and all will be groovy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know how long that actress tried to figure out how to say that without sounding dumb before she just like gave up.
Yeah, before she was like, I just gotta say
fuck it. Line. Like, you just have to say it. Like, why did they do that to her?
I don't know.
They so brutal. Yeah,
they hate women in the show.
So anyways, Bonnie ends up giving her the moonstone.
Yeah, which mad trusting. I wouldn't have done it, no, but it
pays off because Lucy goes up and is like, all right, like the spell's broken. You can come out of the stupid guest room. Like, here's the moonstone, but I don't want you to ask any more favors. Like, I want to be free.
Yeah.
From like you. I don't know why she owes her favor, whatever.
Yeah. But. Again, another plot hole we will literally never know. Literally but,
never let it go.
But she's hella free. And then she gives all is hella groovy. And she gives Catherine the moonstone. And then Catherine like topples to the ground.
Yeah, Lucy's like doing some witchy shit on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she apologizes to Damon and Stefan. She's like, super sorry about all of this. Yeah. I'm gonna like go.
Yeah, she's like, bye. It's been really fun. Loved the masquerade.
Loved the masquerade. What's that video of Bella Hadid? Who like Bella Hadid at that fashion show, who's like literally acting like she's Italian in Italy.
Oh my God.
It was to die for. No, it's just the best.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. Oh, I could quote some Bella Hadid for you.
If homeboy's coming through with these, it's quiet.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of the one where she goes, I didn't not have any designer growing up. I don't think I got my first pair of Louboutins until like high school graduation. Okay, it's Bella so Hadid, funny. Relax. Okay.
Bella Hadid. Oh, and then she leaves.
Yeah.
She's like, this was Lucy, to die for, this collection. Thank you for the masquerade. I'm going to go.
And yeah, so she dips.
Catherine's just like laying there, like debilitated.
Mm-hmm.
So
Catherine wakes up in the tomb. They put her in the tomb where she was supposed to be all these years. And Damon's outside and she's like, you could have just killed me. And Damon's like, that would have been way too easy. Like, you deserve to rot in here for all eternity.
Damon said abolish the death penalty.
Yeah, he literally did.
Semicolon.
And she like makes up this weird thing. She's like, Elena's in danger. She's the doppelganger and she has to be protected. And Damon's like, from who? And Catherine's like, and he's like, exactly, you lamb bitch.
Yeah. He does call her a vampire slut at one point this episode, which felt
pointed.
Misogynistic.
Yeah, totally.
What's
but then
wrong
he,
with being a slut?
Yeah, exactly. You were enjoying it 1,000 years ago. You're just mad you can't get it anymore.
You were always so wrong about the time. 1,000 years ago.
What did I say? 100?
No, well, it was like 1860.
Oh my God!
Anyways, and then he closes the tomb door. It's kind of like Christ-like, low key.
He just roasted me so hard. I can't even. People just like made fun of my stutter. You're like ugh. You bitch.
I'm sorry.
You're like exactly. It's okay. It's fine. What? I don't have a stutter.
What was? It scares me that just like happened so naturally. Like, I didn't even think about it. I just heard you making funny noises, so I just did a back. Anyways, it's very biblical. He like puts
it
in the
does
tomb.
Seem very biblical.
Yeah, and the imagery, it's just, the show is just so intelligent. I mean, we don't even like understand the half of it, you know,
the commentary. So Stefan finds Elena just like looking out across the water at the Lockwood Garden. They call it a lake. I don't know that it's a lake.
It's a pond.
But,
it's like a golf course pond.
Yeah. And basically Elena's like, you know, I can't change my mind about us getting back together.
Yeah, he's like, Elena, I did the murder.
He's like, we're good. We're good.
Should we
She's
kiss?
Like, nah. She's like, no one is safe.
She's just now realizing that. That's the funniest part.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just now realizing that, like, people have been dying.
She's like, people are gonna die.
which is
inevitable.
I don't know. God bless Vanessa Hudgens for that.
She literally love her
content.
So that's Elena, this hella bummer, whatever. Elena's like walking back to her car, and then like a really creepy masked figure just like grabs her, and then it cuts to black.
I hope she stays gone.
Jesus. I mean, honestly, like, really, but
get kidnapped, bitch.
Get kidnapped.
Boring.
Bye, girl. And on that note, masquerade. I'm gonna go to a masquerade. Yeah, I'm gonna go wearing a mask. That'll be cool, right? Wait.
Wait, you are.
You know, in some way, we have been living in a masquerade this whole time.
That's so horrible, but like, yeah, this is kind of a masquerade ball.
I think if you really think about it, and I think the left needs to take that and use that for their PR to sell the masks.
Yeah, Joe Biden, are you hearing this?
Yeah, Joe Biden, I know you're listening right now. feel free to take that.
Oh my god. Okay, well, okay.
I love you too
very much. Yeah, okay, love you. Bye.
Mystic balls.